Bodybuilding for ladies. Above all, and as usual, everyone is wrong. I'm not sure why. And those aerobic videos from the 80s are good, but only almost right. The correct model for bodybuilding is jogging with progressively heavier weights. Or in our case, dancing with dumbbells in your hands. I recommend shuffle dancing. The reason joggers don't become bodybuilders and why aerobic videos are only almost right is because you have to start with lightest dumbbells and then gradually go higher and higher as your body gets used to the workload. It is a rare jogger that wears a weight vest and carries dumbbells. But if they do, then they will grow muscles like no tomorrow. And it is a rare 80s workout video that emphasizes heavier weights. Aerobic videos may just be for burning up fat. If you ever tried an aerobic workout and it didn't work out, it's only because you didn't do it for long enough and because you rested for too long. Average size ladies require 1 hour, and if you are heavy, then it is 2-3 if you care for the express version, but never more. Yeah, and don't worry about getting bored. When you are working out in sync to beats of music, you enter a dance trance, and even 3 hours will feel like 30 minutes, and sometimes less. But there is an initial speed bump. It is not a big but you won't be able to do a full hour non-stop workout right away. You have to work up your endurance. Exactly, and I mean exactly, like joggers do it. Just imagine it in your mind and copy their ways of getting into non-stop jogging. They also can't run for an hour or two straight. They have to rest at first. But the reason why joggers are such a good model is because they focus on eliminating that rest as soon, and I emphasize, as soon as it is freakishly possible. You go on for a little bit, and you run out of air or energy, you stop, you rest, and you try working out again. At first, when you get body aches, they only last for a couple of weeks. You may want to work out every 2 days. If you get blisters, which also basically just happens once, because once your feet get used to the workout, they'll be all right. You might want to purchase shoes that are extra wide and have a low heel, as this format will protect your feet best. Now there is good news here. There are apps and little digital devices called interval timers. Though I recommend a little digital no-brand clip-on that attaches to your waistband, ankle, or wrist and then alerts you via vibration. An interval timer is 2 countdown timers in 1. The first timer is for your workout duration, and the second for your rest. So you set your workout to 30 seconds and then 2 minutes of rest and maybe 10 repetitions, hit start and let the little device buzz you in. It will vibrate when you need to start dancing with dumbbells and vibrate when you can finally rest and then go in a circle as many rounds as you desire. And here, every week, you have to increase your workout duration by a tiny bit, then decrease your rest duration, and every month or so, increase your repetitions or rounds. The point is to condition your body with the lightest dumbbells and eliminate rest periods entirely so that you can dance for 1 hour non-stop. And just as soon as you feel that 3-pound dumbbells feel like they are not really doing anything, you switch to the heavier ones for as long as you can, and you can go back and forth until the heavy ones stick. So now, this whole elimination of rest is about making your body notice that you need more muscle. And then increasing the dumbbell weight is where your muscles really get a signal to grow. If you dance with 3 pounds for too long, you will enter a plateau where you will burn up fat, but your muscles won't really get bigger. Going to the next weight would get them going again. If 2 or 5 pounds are too big of a leap, when, for example, switching from 3 pounds to 5 pounds or from 7 pounds to 10 pounds, you can get some wrist weights, as they are usually 1 or 2 pounds and can help you round off that leap to the next weight. Last but not really least, if the gym gives you trouble or gets boring, it is just a big box after all, go on long distance hiking. Walk the Triple Crown of the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. And you have to go as a group. Never go alone. That's not a good idea. And when you get your adventure legs, train to become an ultra marathon runner and maybe even apply for Western States 100. You don't have to finish or win. Just being out there wrestling pumas and occasional Ursus horribilis is a lot of fun. I didn't want to mention this, and I don't really talk to people at the gym, but I'm pretty sure that you have to call everyone a bro once you sign up. Even like if you sign up with your mom, you just have to say, "Hey bro, did you bring the chocolate bars?" And if someone kindly holds the door for you or your mom, you are supposed to say, "Hey bro, you're messing with the gains," and then chase them away. Oh yeah, and don't tell dudes about this. Just as a prank, you know? Just get buff and get done with it. And for goodness sake, don't get too buff. It's a lot easier than people think.